Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In a November 20th state referendum, cattle producers here approved a $1 checkoff on the sale of each animal sold, with that money to be invested in product promotion and research, ultimately to bolster consumer demand. Dave Maples, Executive Vice President of the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association.
I'm just proud that Kentucky voted to do this. You know, our neighbors all around us now have these additional dollars, and as the exec of the Cattlemen's Association here in Kentucky, I would hope that our industry would be right there with our neighbors.
There is currently a $1 national checkoff with revenues split between state and national marketing efforts. Revenue from this state self-assessment, just approved, stays in state.
Well, the checkoff won't go into place until next April, the 1st of April. So we've got a good bit of stuff to do in between that time. One of the first things that we've got to do, there will be a 24-member committee that will be the Kentucky Beef Council and the Kentucky Beef Promotion Council. This will be a group that will come up with budgets and the marketing plans for both the national $1 checkoff and this Kentucky state checkoff. It'll be two separate budgets, but hopefully they can work together and come up with one plan to go forth.
While there are statutory guidelines on the use of the revenues, this state checkoff gives more flexibility. Maples noting that there could be cases where states join together in promotion efforts to get more bang on checkoff dollar investment. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Association Convention is set next month for January 16 and 17, moving west this year from the Lexington location to the Owensboro Convention Center. Obviously, the checkoff will get plenty of attention. The group's Executive Vice President, Dave Maples, here with a big picture on checkoff revenues.
The money can be spent on promotion, education, market development, research, and global marketing.
He said they were moving quickly to appoint the 24-member Oversight Council to include representation from Extension, the Ag Department, Farm Bureau, and the Livestock Marketing Association.
But the majority of the people will be on there will be beef producers that will represent people both from large and small, producers from all over the state, north, south, east, and west, cow-calf, stocker operators, purebred, and dairy. So hopefully we can get all of that put into place by mid-January.
Their annual meeting, January 16, 17, Owensboro. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.